click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
It is the end of the 6th Hijri century, and the scientific movement has flourished in all Islamic countries. The end of this century would witness the birth of an inimitable scientist. His contemporaries and the subsequent certified that he's one of the greatest scientists in the history of humanity. A scientist will be born in Andalus. He will grow up in Morocco and become famous in Egypt, and his life ends in the Levant. A life during which he toured these countries and many other countries. He's the great botanist Abdullah ibn Ahmad, who was known as Ibn al-Bitar.
O people of the house, O anyone here.
What's the matter, madam?
Are you veterinary Ahmed?
Yes, that's me.
I was told that you're one of the best veterinaries in the city. Would you kindly help me?
Sure, I'll help you. What happened?
My mare is going to give birth within a week, but out of the blue, it started to emaciate and weaken.
Oh my God! This can be dangerous for the fetus in her womb.
This is why I'm turning to you.
Okay. I'm coming with you right away. Give me few minutes.
Take your time, sir.
Where are you going, Ahmed?
There is a pregnant sick mare.
You have to hurry then. There are two lives to save and not just one.
Can I come with you, father?
Come, Abdullah. It is good for you to see me practicing my job. Let's go. We won't be late. Inshallah, peace be upon you.
Allah's peace, mercy and blessings be upon you.
Don't you feed it?
On the contrary, I give it a constant daily portion of feed like I always have.
Does this make sense? You aren't feeding one animal, you are feeding two. And you must give it a break from work starting from now until 2 weeks after birth. I'll check on it after it gives birth to follow up the condition of the newborn and prescribe suitable food for it.
What about her food?
Cut down on the fodder as fills her stomach and make her feel full without being of actual use. You can add wheat bran, some corn, barley and carrots to its feed. These substances are generally very useful for horses, and they are useful for horses particularly during pregnancy.
Thank you, doctor.
Peace be upon you.
Allah's peace and mercy be upon you.
Why do you seem silent, Abdullah?
I'm thinking about what I heard you saying, father.
What did I say that requires all of this thinking?
Aren't these vegetables and grains that you prescribed to the woman to give to the horse, plants?
Yes.
I also heard you saying before that animals are like humans. They get sick and require treatment.
That's true.
So, if plants are useful in improving the health of animals, when they eat some kinds of them carefully, then this must be what will happen to humans as well.
Great.
It is certain that some of these plants are useful in curing some diseases. Is this a true assumption or am I exaggerating?
You are right, Abdullah. There is a science that specializes in the study of plants and the method of extracting drugs from them.
How much I wish to know more about plants and how to benefit from them.
I've always expected that you will become passionate about knowledge. I thought that you were going to be interested in animals and veterinary medicine, and that you would become a veterinary like me, but it seems that you have other interests.
Here is Ibn al-Bitar over there. Oh, Ibn al-Bitar.
They are my friends. They are calling me to head off to the nearby forest.
Why aren't they calling you by your name, Abdullah?
This is because they appreciate me. Since my father is one of the most skilled veterinaries and I'm honored to be nicknamed Ibn al-Bitar.
How much I wish that you stay unique like this, Abdullah. Come on, shoot to your friends. And take care of yourself, be careful not to be harmed in the forest.
Ibn al-Bitar loved spending time in this forest, wandering among plants and observing them.
What's wrong with you, Ibn al-Betar?
What's the matter?
We come here to play, but you accompany us and then return with us, without playing with us.
Why are you playing?
What kind of question is this? Most certainly to enjoy ourselves.
I'm also enjoying myself, but in a different way.
What way?
I observe nature, I follow the growth of the plants, I'm caught up in watching animals choosing to eat a plant while ignoring the other.
What is fun about this?
I find joy and happiness in what I'm doing. Do you know that I've learned most of the names of the flowers here with the help of my father?
Is that so?
Yes. These are roses, these are carnations, these are neriums, these are pansies, these are jasmines, and these are called anemone flowers, these are lilies, and these are narcissus.
Oh my god! Do you know all of this?
I also know the types of trees and the seasons of fruition. All of this aside, I consider myself to be ignorant of many things, and I wish to acquire more knowledge.
It seems that you really enjoy this thing, Ibn al-Betar. Let's go. The sun is about to set, and we mustn't be late. Let's go.
Ibn al-Betar's real learning journey started when he became a student of scientist, Abi al-Abbas ibn al-Rumi, who gained fame in botany.
My son has been passionate about plants at a young age, and I wish he would become one of your clever students.
There are only few people who are interested in plants. What is the secret behind your interest in this branch of science?
The plant kingdom is a vast, amazing world. The more you learn something new about it, the more you discover that you are ignorant of many things. I also consider it an important science, as drugs are extracted from plants. If the doctor is the one who helps people to remain healthy, he still can't do without the botanist who helps him by discovering proper drugs.
Great. You understand the importance of this science indeed. All right. Welcome here, Abdullah, as a new student, and I hope that you'll benefit from what I'll teach you. We are going to study two sciences and not just one. Botany, which is the science which is what you desire to study. And Sharia, which is an independent science for a Muslim scientist.
I knew that I chose the right teacher.
I hope that I'm fortunate to have the right student as well.
Ibn al-Betar started learning from his new tutor, Al-Abbas ibn al-Rumi, and just like Ibn al-Abbas had anticipated, Ibn al-Betar didn't disappoint him.
This is what I and my student Abdullah have discovered. He likes me to call him Ibn al-Betar. This is a group of drugs. Tell them the use of each drug, Ibn al-Betar.
This drug is useful for treatment of eye infections. And this one is used for the treatment of ear infections. We've also succeeded in making a number of preparations which facilitate digestion for those who suffer from gastric diseases. We tried the drugs on a group of patients and they proved to be effective, alhamdulillah. Mashallah.
Great achievements in such a short time.
You are making many new formulations.
There is only a short period that separates between one meeting and the other. You amaze us more and more.
I can't deny that Ibn al-Betar should get the credit for playing an important role in these discoveries. I must admit to you that despite being my student, he has surpassed me.
Not at all. Tutor, I'm still and I'll remain your student. I've made some new discoveries, but it's all thanks to your directions and your constant support after the facilitation of Allah the Almighty.
This is the most thing that I like about you, your humility and good morals.
Since Ibn al-Betar had a big ambition, he decided not to settle for what he learned in Andalus.
This is why I want to travel to different countries all over the world, to study herbs, make experiments and learn more about the secrets of the plants.
Don't be so humble, Ibn al-Baytar.
Why are you saying this, my master?
I admit that your desire to travel is because you can't find anything new to study here. You've excelled to the extent that you know everything that was written and experimented in Andalus since the emergence of the science botany in it.
I can't deny this, master. But the main reason behind my desire to travel is what I learned from you. Have you forgotten that you taught me Quran and Hadith along with botany?
I haven't forgotten, and I can see that you are excelling in what I taught you, Ibn al-Baytar.
I've learned from you that the scientist shouldn't forget Allah's, the Almighty words. In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, my Lord, increase me in knowledge.
May Allah bless you, Abdullah. May Allah increase your knowledge in a way that would benefit you and make you benefit people. Set off to wherever you want, Ibn al-Baytar. The likes of you have to tour the world indeed, and acquire knowledge from all sources.
Ibn al-Baytar started his journey which would extend. Where would he start and what would he do?